Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Miles in the morning. On 98.7 Kayla.
Man, we've learned all kinds of good stuff on the show this morning.
Yeah.
Sure. Rebecca should wait to pay off her contractor until he's completely done with the job.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't have that one more time.
No.
With your newly divorced ex.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
And always take the money.
Rebecca
always
doesn't take know the how money. To flirt.
Yeah, Rebecca can't flirt with her face.
That's right. No. Nope.
That sounded weird, but sorry.
You know, I was thinking about it. I only have two faces, on and off.
Yeah, you do. I feel like we get a lot of the off face. Yeah, it's on right now.
It is on right now. I don't know why. I guess because I'm concentrating, getting ready for the next time it's going to be on. I don't know.
My wife sent me a text about my daughter and her, you know, we were offering her the $250 instead of a birthday party. She said she wants to open a bank account so she can save and use a swipe card. I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
She wants a debit card.
See, it's like these things backfire on you every single time.
Yeah.
Our friend Anthony called. He upped it to $300 because that's what he gave his daughter. My daughter said, Daddy.
Hello.
Yeah. Where's an extra $50, sir?
Give me my money.
All right, it's time for our feel-good story of the day. Always love wrapping up the show with something that sends you on your way through the day.
Yeah.
That hopefully puts good spirits in your heart. And this one is
really,
really
good one. Yes, and it's a Texas woman. Her name's Giselle Alves, and she actually saved her dad's food truck with one tweet.
One tweet?
One tweet.
And saved it. Okay.
So her father owns Taqueria El Torito, if I can say it correctly. And they were talking on the phone one day. And
just down in the Houston area?
Yeah.
In Humble?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. And they're talking on the phone, and she asked him, she's like, so how'd you do at work today? All that kind of stuff. And he's like, well, only made
$6.
$6? $6. That's like even worth paying employees to be open because you're negative
you're
money at this
anything.
Point. Yeah. So she was like, man, that hearing that did not make her feel good. So she just put out a tweet, a simple tweet, and it said, hey, Twitter, I wouldn't normally do this. My dad's taco truck business is struggling. He only sold $6 today. If you could retweet, I would appreciate you so much. And then she left the address of where the food truck is.
Okay.
She didn't even ask people to go. She just said, hey, maybe retweet. Maybe we can drum up some business.
Yeah.
So later on, I think it was that day or the following day, overwhelming response to this. Retweeted a gajillion times. People showed up to her dad's food truck and bought lunch and dinner. They had to close early because they ran out of food.
God, didn't that just hit you right in the heart?
It's going from just $6
one day
out?
To selling out completely and having to shut down early because you didn't have enough food to feed everyone.
You know, I feel like that with the world of social media, we see so many negative effects of social media. I mean, Kanye West just got kicked off Twitter yesterday.
No kidding.
He gave out a reporter's phone number or something like that. See, that's not the way to use social media.
And he tinkled on a Grammy.
Yeah, exactly.
What was that all about? Who knows?
Did that too.
Yeah. But then there's this, where you use social media to really help others and and to just do the goodness.
Exactly.
And that's just amazing. What a great story.
Yeah. That.
From $6 to sold out.
Yep.
Incredible.
Amazing.
That sounds like an awesome title of
a book.
That
sounds like a great book.
Yeah,
no
doesn't
kidding.
It, though? Yeah,
and,
when
he
becomes
a movie,
food truck empire.
And then all
From $6 to sold out.
Yeah.
Love it.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.